Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 7th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the renewable energy company Perigus, which bought Ørsted's onshore assets. And we'll be looking at whether we are saving enough for retirement and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Reuters reports that the betting giant Flutter said that its FanDuel CEO Amy Howe had left the company. The changes come 2 months after Flutter surprised analysts by forecasting 2026 core profit growth of only 4% compared to growth of over 20% in each of the previous 4 years, citing challenges in the US market where FanDuel has a leading 39% share. The Flutter CEO, Peter Jackson, told Reuters that the decision to leave had not been taken by Howe. The world's largest online betting company nudged its full-year forecast growth down to just 1% in the first quarter, although its first quarter profit came in ahead of expectations. Dan Taylor, who is currently CEO of Flutter's international unit, which includes Paddy Power, Betfair and Sportsbet, will assume the newly created role of president of Flutter Entertainment. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that the public finances were boosted by stronger than expected outturns in income tax, VAT and corporation tax in the first 4 months of the year. The latest Exchequer returns show overall tax receipts rose by 4.2% to 28 billion euro in the first 4 month period, despite the Iran war and the ensuing oil price shock. On a cumulative basis, income tax generated 12.4 billion euro, up 5.7% on the same period last year, reflecting the buoyancy of the labour market, where a record 2.83 million people are currently employed. VAT receipts for the 4 months came in at 8.3%, up 4.5%. 8.3 billion, up 4.5%. Amy Campbell in the Irish Examiner reports that Cork City Council has opened an enforcement file in relation to the drone delivery service Manna, which recently began operating in the south side of Cork City. The service, which sees food delivered by drone to people's homes, began operating from the base in the Marina area in February, and Manna Drone Delivery operates similar services in Dublin. It comes amid objections by residents with a petition to stop drone noise in Cork and Dublin, recently receiving hundreds of signatures. The petition describes repeated loud noise overhead, intrusion into gardens and outdoor space many times per hour, day after day. A Manna spokesperson said, "We will respond shortly to Cork City Council and will continue engaging with officials as we have done since before commencing."
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.